How kind he is, and how fond of us, I thought to myself. Yet to think that I could be hating him so just now. I felt angry both with myself and with Karl Ivanich. I wanted to laugh and to cry at the same time, for my nerves were all on edge. "Leave me alone, Karl!" I exclaimed at length, with tears in my eyes, as I raised my head from beneath the bedclothes. Karl Ivanich was taken aback. He left off tickling my feet and asked me kindly what the matter was. Had I had a disagreeable dream? His good German face and the sympathy with which he sought to know the cause of my tears made them flow the faster. I felt conscience-stricken and could not understand how, only a minute ago, I had been hating Karl and thinking his dressing gown and cap and tassel disgusting. On the contrary, they looked eminently lovable now. Even the tassel seemed another token of his goodness. I replied that I was crying because I had had a bad dream and had seen Mama dead and being buried. Of course it was a mere invention, since I did not remember having dreamt anything at all that night, but the truth was that Karl's sympathy, as he tried to comfort and reassure me, had gradually made me believe that I had dreamt such a horrible dream, and so weep the more, though from a different cause to the one he imagined. When Karl Ivanich had left me, I sat up in bed and proceeded to draw my stockings over my little feet.